Welcome to CPSC's podcast for Friday, June 27th, 2008. I'm Patty Davis. Last year, nearly 10,000 Americans were treated in emergency rooms for firework-related injuries. There's been an upward trend in injuries over the past 10 years. CPSC's Julie Valiz is here with advice to keep you and your family safe during this year's July 4th celebration. Julie, what's the first rule of thumb when it comes to fireworks?
Well, first and foremost, don't use illegal or professional fireworks and be safe with consumer-type fireworks.
What fireworks are illegal under federal law?
When it comes to fireworks, it is illegal for a consumer without a license to possess a professional-grade firework. You can't sell it or buy it. The other explosives that are illegal are simply that, explosives. They do not come under the category of fireworks. Those are things commonly known as cherry bombs, M80s, quarter sticks. They come in brown paper wrapping or black wrapping, no identifiable marks, and they're not fireworks. They're explosives, they're dangerous, and consumers should not look to set them off around July 4th or any other time of year.
Well, what types of injuries are most common this time of year?
With fireworks, mostly we see burns to the hands, eyes, and legs. There can be more serious injuries where some people do lose fingers and may end up requiring surgery to fix or repair some of those injuries.
Now, you do have to pay special attention to your children. How can you keep your kids safe around fireworks?
Well, sparklers may be a family favorite. Children should never light sparklers. Parents really need to keep in mind that sparklers burn at more than 2,000 degrees. That's hot enough to melt metal. So make sure your children understand that there are risks and set parameters and some rules about using those fireworks.
What else do consumers need to know to stay safe around fireworks?
Some of the tips, first and foremost, make sure that fireworks are legal in your area before buying or using them. Avoid buying fireworks that come in brown paper packaging and don't buy them out the back door. Make sure that your fireworks come in brightly colored paper that has directions or warnings. Those are more than likely the legal consumer grade fireworks. Adults should always supervise the firework activities and make sure it's a responsible adult setting off the fireworks. And never try to relight fireworks that may not have gone off or are not fully functioning. Make sure that there's a bucket of water or garden hose handy and use it to make sure that the fireworks are extinguished before you throw them away.
Thanks, Julie. You can find out more about fireworks safety as well as information about recalls announced by CPSC at www.cpsc.gov. While you're there, sign up to receive our recall announcements directly to your email inbox. That's it for this week's CPSC podcast. Thanks for listening.